In this episode, we delve into the transformative power of advanced digital channel strategies in clinical trial enrollment. The escalating costs associated with trial delays and the widening access gaps underscore the critical need for sophisticated digital recruitment approaches. We'll explore how the clinical research landscape has evolved beyond basic social media advertising to embrace comprehensive digital strategies.
Indeed, Sophia, the clinical research landscape is undergoing a significant transformation. The traditional methods are proving insufficient in today's complex environment. The sheer cost of delays, often running into millions, necessitates a more effective approach. The reliance on fragmented digital tactics without cohesive strategies leads to inefficiencies, inconsistent messaging, and ultimately, missed opportunities to reach diverse populations.
Precisely. The increasing complexity of digital behaviors, coupled with evolving privacy regulations, makes the ability to implement effective multi-channel digital recruitment a critical differentiator. This directly impacts enrollment efficiency, participant diversity, and consequently study timelines and budget predictability. The shift in how sponsors, investigators, and patients themselves approach digital recruitment is fundamental.
Sponsors, initially viewing digital channels as supplementary, now recognize them as core strategic platforms requiring sophisticated strategies. They understand the need to address the entire participant journey, from awareness to action, moving beyond simply generating initial clicks. Investigators increasingly anticipate sponsors' digital support to complement their local efforts, recognizing online research is commonplace for potential participants.
And the patient perspective is key. Patients now navigate a complex digital ecosystem with evolving expectations for relevance, transparency, and value exchange. They're questioning outdated or intrusive recruitment methods that fail to respect their information needs and privacy preferences. This convergence of perspectives has fundamentally altered digital recruitment, transforming it from a mere marketing tactic to a strategic imperative.
At Theranovex, we've addressed these challenges with our comprehensive digital channel optimization framework. This framework transforms fragmented tactics into cohesive strategies. We start with audience digital ethnography. This involves a deep dive into the online behaviors, platform preferences, and information-seeking patterns of our target patient populations.
This patient-centric approach ensures that our channel strategies are aligned with actual digital behaviors, rather than relying on generic assumptions. What truly sets our methodology apart is our focus on journey-based channel orchestration, rather than platform-specific campaigns.
We map the digital patient journey, identifying how different segments move through the awareness, consideration, and action phases online. This journey-based approach ensures that channels work together in complementary roles rather than competing for the same actions. It's a truly holistic strategy. Speaking of holistic, did you hear about the restaurant on the moon? I heard the food was good, but it had no atmosphere.
A much-needed break in our discussion. Let's continue. Our privacy-forward targeting service addresses the challenge of reaching relevant audiences while respecting evolving privacy regulations and platform restrictions. We leverage contextual relevance, interest-based targeting, and first-party data activation, maintaining precision without resorting to restricted personal data usage.
It's a critical component. Channel strategy extends beyond initial awareness. Our conversion pathway optimization service develops seamless transitions between digital touchpoints and study enrollment processes, addressing those critical points where interested participants are lost due to disconnected experiences. The aim is to generate not just impressions or clicks, but truly qualified, informed participants who successfully progress to enrollment.
The effectiveness of our approach is clearly demonstrated in real-world case studies. In one phase 3 rheumatoid arthritis study, our audience digital ethnography revealed that the target population was highly active in specific online communities and health information platforms not included in the original channel mix. Reallocating the budget and creating specialized content increased qualified pre-screening conversions by 215%, while simultaneously reducing cost per randomized participant by 42%. The study completed ahead of schedule.
Another example, a rare disease program yielded disappointing results with traditional methods. Our digital patient journey mapping identified critical gaps in the consideration phase. Participants lacked the necessary in-depth educational content needed to understand the study's relevance. By implementing a comprehensive content strategy across multiple channels, including webinars, videos, and FAQs, we increased conversion from initial interest to pre-screening by a remarkable 178%. Participants explicitly cited this education as a key factor.
The results were truly compelling. And then there was the diabetes prevention study. Privacy changes had previously hampered targeting efforts. Our privacy-forward targeting approach, focusing on contextual and interest-based methods, resulted in pre-screening conversion rates increasing from 4.2% to 11.7% while improving audience quality. Most importantly, we reached a significantly more diverse participant population, 43% from underrepresented groups compared to just 19% previously.
These sophisticated digital channel strategies directly address sponsors' core goals, translating to faster enrollment, more predictable timelines, and significant cost savings. A recent industry analysis estimates that comprehensive digital strategies can reduce the time to full enrollment by 20 to 40% and decrease the cost per randomized participant by 15 to 35%. For CROs, this expertise is a significant competitive differentiator. For sites, well-executed digital support reduces the recruitment burden while providing qualified participants. Beyond efficiency, this strategy boosts diversity and inclusion.
To conclude, remember these key takeaways when planning your next clinical trial. First, conduct audience digital ethnography to understand specific online behaviors and platform preferences. Second, implement journey-based channel orchestration. Finally, develop privacy-forward targeting approaches. Remember, effective digital recruitment is no longer optional. It is a strategic imperative for success. And that's a wrap for this episode. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need a break. Anyone else feel like they need to recharge after that insightful discussion? It was, quite frankly, exhausting.
I hear you, Sophia. I could use a virtual cup of coffee. But for our listeners, we hope this episode provided valuable insights. Until next time.